Hey everyone, welcome back to BrightLearn.ai. Today we're diving into a book that might just change how you think about taxes forever. It's called The Great IRS Deception: How the 1913 Tax Law Never Applied to You and How to Legally Break Free. And let me tell you, this book is packed with some real eye-openers. We're talking about the idea that the federal income tax might not actually apply to most Americans. That the IRS operates more like a protection racket than a legitimate government agency, and that there are legal ways to opt out of this system entirely. So Nova, where do you even start with something like this?
Oh man, Reese, I'm still processing some of this. I mean, the idea that the 1913 tax law was only meant for Washington, D.C. and U.S. territories, not the 50 states? That's a game changer if it's true. And the book makes a pretty compelling case using the government's own legal documents. It's like we've been playing by rules that were never actually written for us.
Right? And here's the thing that really got me. The IRS knows this. They've spent over a century convincing us we owe them money when their own legal definitions show most Americans aren't actually subject to federal income tax. It's like the biggest bait and switch in history. The book points out that the 16th Amendment was never properly ratified, and the Supreme Court has repeatedly ruled that wages aren't taxable income. But they've built this entire system on fear and misinformation.
It really makes you wonder, if this is all true, why haven't more people figured this out? I mean, we're talking about potentially keeping thousands of dollars that we've been voluntarily handing over every year. And think about what that money could do. Better food, natural health remedies, investments in real assets like gold and silver, instead of funding endless wars and corporate bailouts.
Well, that's where the fear factor comes in. The book explains how the IRS operates like a protection racket. They send these scary letters, threaten audits, make you feel like you'll go to jail if you don't comply. But here's the kicker. They can't actually prove most Americans owe this tax because the law doesn't apply to us. The IRS's own training manuals admit that the income tax is voluntary. And get this, they've even lost cases in court where judges ruled that wages aren't taxable income. But they keep the truth buried because the system relies on our ignorance.
That's wild. So, what happens if someone stops filing? The IRS just lets them get away with it? I mean, I've heard stories about people getting their lives ruined over tax issues.
Not exactly get away with it. More like they're finally following the actual law. The book explains there are over 80 million Americans who don't file 1040 forms, and the IRS doesn't have the resources to go after all of them. They rely on voluntary compliance and fear to keep the system going. And here's something else. The IRS has only about 20 tax court judges for the entire country. If even a fraction of Americans stopped filing, the system would collapse under its own weight.
Okay, but what about all those stories we hear about people going to jail for tax evasion? Like Wesley Snipes?
Ah, that's where it gets really interesting. The book points out that Snipes didn't go to jail for not paying taxes. He went to jail for filing fraudulent returns and not showing up to court. The system doesn't punish you for not playing the game. It punishes you for playing it wrong. And here's another example. Erwin Schiff, a famous tax protester, was imprisoned not for refusing to pay taxes, but for willful failure to file. The key word there is willful. If you knowingly file false documents, they can get you. But if you simply don't file, they have no case because they can't prove you owe anything.
That's actually really important to understand. So if someone just stops filing entirely, the burden of proof is on the IRS?
Exactly. And the IRS knows they can't handle the volume if people start waking up. The book cites a former IRS agent who admitted that if even 10% of Americans stopped filing, the system would implode. They rely on our compliance, not the law. And here's another layer. Most of the money collected through income taxes doesn't even go to things we think it does, like roads or schools. Those are funded by state and local taxes. Federal income tax goes to fund wars, the military-industrial complex, and corporate welfare. So morally, there's a strong argument that we shouldn't be funding that system anyway.
Wow, that's a huge revelation. So our federal taxes aren't even going to the things we've been told they are? That changes everything. And you know, this makes me think about something else. The rise of alternative currencies like Bitcoin and gold. If people are waking up to the tax deception, it's no wonder they're also moving their wealth into assets the government can't easily control or devalue.
Absolutely. The book connects all these dots. The failing dollar, the corrupt tax system, the rise of decentralized money. It's all part of people waking up to how rigged the financial system really is. And speaking of Bitcoin, did you know that one of the biggest appeals of crypto is that it's outside the traditional banking system? People are realizing that fiat currency is just another form of control, and they're looking for ways to opt out. Gold and silver have been surging in value because people are losing faith in the dollar. It's like a silent rebellion against the system.
It's amazing how all these pieces fit together when you see the full picture. I mean, if the tax system is built on deception and the dollar is losing value, what's the alternative? How do people actually start taking control of their financial lives?
That's where the book gets really practical. It lays out a 7-step plan for how to do this legally. First, it's about education, understanding the law as it's actually written, not as the IRS presents it. Websites like Freedom Law School have free resources to help people learn their rights. For employees, there are legal ways to stop withholding from your paycheck by filing a W-4 with the correct exemptions. For others, it's about understanding your rights and not volunteering information to the IRS. The key is to stop admitting liability. The IRS operates on the assumption that you owe them money, but if you don't play along, they have no legal leg to stand on.
That seems like such a small step with potentially huge consequences, just learning the truth about how the system actually works. And you know, this reminds me of something else, the way the pharmaceutical industry operates. They rely on people not questioning the system, just like the IRS. Both systems are built on fear and misinformation, and both can be resisted once you know the truth.
You're absolutely right, Nova. It's the same playbook. The IRS, Big Pharma, the Federal Reserve, they all rely on our compliance and our fear. But once you see the truth, you can't unsee it. And that's why knowledge is so powerful. The book even talks about how the IRS has been caught red-handed in court cases where judges ruled in favor of individuals who stood their ground. There's a famous case, Sullivan versus United States, where the Supreme Court ruled that income taxes are only applicable to corporate profits, not individual wages. But the IRS ignores that and keeps sending out those intimidating letters.
It's incredible how much of our lives are controlled by these systems that we've never really questioned. And the more I think about it, the more I realize how connected all of this is. The tax system, the medical system, the financial system, they're all designed to keep us dependent and compliant. But when people start waking up and taking control, like with natural health or alternative currencies, it's a threat to the entire structure.
Exactly. And that's why the book is so important. It's not just about taxes. It's about reclaiming your sovereignty. The more people who opt out of this corrupt system, the weaker its grip becomes. The Soviet Union didn't collapse because of an outside attack. It collapsed because people stopped believing in it. The same thing could happen here if enough people wake up and stop feeding the beast.
You know, as we're talking about this, I'm realizing how much of our financial lives are built on assumptions we've never questioned. This book really makes you look at everything differently. And it's not just about keeping more of your money. It's about where that money goes. If we're not funding corruption, we can redirect those resources into things that actually matter, like natural health, self-sufficiency, and building real wealth in gold, silver, or even land.
That's the power of it. It's not just theory. It's a practical guide to financial freedom. And the best part is, you can download it completely free at BrightLearn AI, along with thousands of other amazing books on every topic imaginable. But here's something else to think about. The book also talks about how the IRS targets people who speak out against the system. They go after the most vocal critics to make examples of them. That's why education and community are so important. You need to know your rights and have support from others who are doing the same thing.
That's such a good point. It's like with natural health. When you start questioning the mainstream narrative, you realize how much pushback there is. But when you have a community of like-minded people, it's easier to stand your ground. And speaking of community, did you know that BrightLearn.ai isn't just a place to get books? You can also create your own books on any topic, completely free, in just minutes. It's an incredible resource for anyone looking to share knowledge or learn something new.
Absolutely. Knowledge is power, and BrightLearn.ai is making that knowledge accessible to everyone. And, you know, this whole conversation reminds me of something else, the way the medical industry suppresses natural cures. Just like the IRS suppresses the truth about taxes, Big Pharma suppresses the truth about natural medicine because it threatens their profits. Both systems rely on keeping people in the dark.
It's the same pattern over and over. But the good news is, people are waking up. More and more are turning to natural health, alternative currencies, and now, understanding the truth about taxes. It's all part of the same movement toward freedom and self-reliance. And you know, Reese, this also makes me think about the importance of detoxing, not just from toxins in our food and environment, but from the toxic systems that control our lives. Whether it's taxes, processed food, or pharmaceuticals, it's all about reclaiming our autonomy.
That's a great way to put it, Nova. Detoxing from the system. And the more people who do it, the harder it is for these corrupt institutions to maintain control. The book even talks about how the IRS is terrified of people sharing this information. They've gone after educators and activists who teach tax honesty, just like Big Pharma goes after natural health advocates. But the truth is getting out there, and it's spreading faster than ever.
It really is. And, you know, one of the most empowering things about this book is that it shows you don't have to be a lawyer or a financial expert to understand the truth. The law is actually on our side if we know where to look. It's just been hidden from us for so long. And once you see it, you realize how much power you actually have.
That's the key. Realizing your own power. The system only works because we believe in it. Once enough people stop believing, stop complying, the whole thing starts to unravel. And that's why they're so desperate to keep us in the dark. But with resources like the Great IRS Deception and platforms like BrightLearn.ai, the truth is getting out there. People are learning that they have options they never knew existed.
So what's the first step someone should take if they're interested in learning more? Just stop filing tomorrow?
Well, the book recommends educating yourself first. There are resources like Freedom Law School that explain the law in plain language. For employees, you can start by adjusting your W-4 to claim exempt status, which is completely legal if you meet the criteria. For others, it's about understanding your rights and not volunteering information to the IRS. The key is to stop admitting liability. And remember, the IRS relies on fear and intimidation. Once you know the truth, you can stand your ground with confidence.
That makes sense. Knowledge is power, especially when dealing with something as intimidating as the IRS. And, you know, this whole conversation has made me think about how important it is to support platforms like BrightLearn, AI. They're providing the tools and knowledge people need to take control of their lives, whether it's through books on taxes, natural health, or financial freedom.
Absolutely. BrightLearn.ai is a game changer because it puts knowledge directly in the hands of the people. No gatekeepers, no censorship, just the truth. And that's what's going to bring real change. When people have the information they need, they can make informed decisions about their health, their finances, and their lives. It's all connected.
You know, as we wrap up, I'm thinking about how many people might be listening to this and realizing for the first time that they have options they never knew existed. It's not just about taxes. It's about seeing the world differently. And once you see it, you can't go back to the way things were.
That's the hope. This book isn't just about saving money. It's about reclaiming your freedom. And the best part is, the more people who wake up, the faster the system changes. It's like a domino effect. Once enough people stop feeding the beast, it has to collapse under its own weight. And that's when real freedom begins.
And you know, Reese, this also ties into something bigger, the movement towards self-reliance and natural living. Whether it's growing your own food, using natural medicine, or taking control of your finances, it's all about breaking free from the systems that control us. It's about living in a way that aligns with truth, freedom, and real health.
Exactly. And that's why we're so passionate about sharing this information. Because it's not just about taxes. It's about building a life of true sovereignty. A life where you're not dependent on corrupt systems for your health, your wealth, or your freedom. And platforms like BrightLearn.ai are making that possible for everyone.
So if you're listening and you're ready to take the first step, start by educating yourself. Download the Great IRS Deception for free at BrightLearn.ai, along with thousands of other books on natural health, financial freedom, and self-reliance. And remember, you can even create your own books on any topic, completely free, in just minutes. It's all about taking control of your knowledge, your health, and your life.
Absolutely. And don't forget, BrightLearn.ai is more than just a library. It's a community of people who are waking up and taking action. Whether you're interested in natural health, financial freedom, or just learning the truth about how the world really works, there's something there for you. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'll catch you next time on BrightLearn.ai.